The absolutely classic Australian pixel art gem, Unpacking, is now on Apple Arcade. Experience the incredible storytelling in this wordless object placement puzzle game and be forever changed after. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Mitch Lowe.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomew.
And welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Dragon Quest celebrates 40 years. Gird your wallets as Valve increases the prices of the Steam Deck. And could there be a Lego City Builder on the way? Here's the news for Sunday, 31st of May, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Can you believe it? Dragon Quest is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Square Enix announced that Dragon Quest XII Beyond Dreams is in production. Originally announced back in 2021, the game was called Dragon Quest XII: The Flames of Fate. Producer Yosuke Saito said that there was a bit of a reshuffle of the team and they completely restarted production from scratch, so it will take a little while longer to arrive, but they are working on the game right now. Fans have noticed that the tone is quite different from what was originally shown a few years ago, but the trailer showed the new protagonists, other characters, and some of the landscapes.
The company also announced that Dragon Quest Monsters: The Withered World is on its way and will be the next in the series. The game will follow Bianca and Nero, who are from Dragon Quest V, Hands of the Heavenly Bride. Dragon Quest VI, S, Echoes of an Elusive Age, will be released on Switch 2 on September 24th. After its original release in 2020.
And finally, there's a special campaign for Dragon Quest Smash/Grow that players can take part in. There's a co-op battle event, the opportunity to get Princess Guilin's exclusive equipment, and a special Dragon Quest anniversary login bonus. We'll leave a link in the show notes if you want to read all about the announcements.
Well, bad news for Valve this week. The Steam Deck is finally back in stock after disappearing from shelves in February due to ever-evolving RAM shortages. But it's got a hefty new price tag. While the machine itself hasn't changed in the slightest, the 512GB Steam Deck OLED now costs $789 USD, up from $549 USD. The 1TB OLED model is now $949 USD, because, you know, everyone can totally afford that right now. Luckily for us Australians, the price hasn't shifted just yet, but it's coming. It will be here.
Valve has been having a real hard go of it recently with these memory and storage shortages, with the planned launch of the Steam Machine and the Steam Frame, originally slated for early 2026, being pushed to some point this year. I guess the only positive we can take here is the Steam Deck is advertising 3 to 5 business days shipping. So if you've just won the lottery and really need a Steam Deck pronto, this might be the time for you.
Yeah, that's not happening down here in Australia.
Never does. Once again, you can't hide anything from eagle-eyed gamers as players have scoped out that we might be getting a LEGO Cities Skylines game. Found in the list of games up for classification decisions by the Game Rating and Administration Committee of Korea, the game has Paradox Interactive attached to it, which is the current Cities Skylines series publisher.
This could mean that a LEGO spin-off is in the works, and we all know that a LEGO game is a great game. But having a city builder that's LEGO, that could be a lot of fun. It hasn't been confirmed and may never actually happen, but we can hope. But I also want LEGO Godzilla in my LEGO city builder to smash down all my hard work. I need that to happen.
That would actually be amazing.
We've known there's been a Rayman Legends remake in the works for some time, but now more info about the game has been leaked online. It's called Rayman Legends Retold, as seen from the logo that's been leaked, and it's apparently expected to be released on October 1st this year.
There were fears that after the wave of recent cancellations, such as the Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time remake, that Rayman would be dealt the same hand, but luckily it has survived. There is a Summer Games Fest coming soon, so maybe we'll see them properly announce it then. 12 years, that's right, more than a decade after it originally released, the massively popular Witcher 3 will be getting more DLC. Called Songs of the Past, the new expansion for the old game is being developed by Fool's Theory, a studio made up of original Witcher 3 developers. It will launch in 2027 on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC when it gets here.
It's not going to be out till 2027, so still a fair while away, but it's got everyone speculating that the next Witcher game might be even further away. Anyway, expect a few more details this week in the CD Projekt Red anniversary stream. Sorry, Kyle, I know you've been keen for this one, but Xbox Chief Content Officer Matt Booty has punted the next Fable game down the line like a swiftly booted chicken. With GTA 6 casting a wide shadow over releases this year, Booty said the game is in a good state but needs its own time to shine.
There is a big Xbox showcase next week on June 7, which might come in a little late for next week's walkthrough, but we'll share more when we have it.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Venture into the handcrafted world where ruins whisper of past cataclysms in Fatekeeper when it releases to early access this week on Wednesday the 3rd. Master the art of the sword and sorcery and forge your path with relics, spells and choices that shape who you become in this first-person RPG. This one is releasing on PC and looks absolutely beautiful.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is finally dropping on Nintendo Switch 2 and Xbox after releasing in 2024 for PS5 and PC. The absolutely legendary RPG gets even bigger in the second reboot chapter and runs like a dream on Switch 2. Seriously, it's impressive. That's also coming out on the 3rd.
Flow across the warp-corrupted planet Syro in Kallax, coming to PC on Thursday the 4th of June. Master double jumps, dashes, levitation and grappling as the Seeker, all while engaging in visually stunning combat. Again, that's Thursday on PC.
Also out on PC on Thursday is Swansong, a cozy puzzle game that wants you to slow down and listen to music. With mechanics and puzzles built into a magical music box, you turn the key to create symphonies of sound and thought to see the swan to safety.
And what a week for massive open-world fantasy. It's time to return to the Valley of the Minds in this faithful remake of the genre-defining classic RPG Gothic 1. Explore a handcrafted open world that reacts dynamically to your actions in a gritty, unrestricted experience like no other on June 6th. When the Gothic 1 remake comes to PC, Xbox, and PlayStation.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Mitchell O.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomew. Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure you're following at SifterHQ on Instagram, Blue Sky, and YouTube. We share all of our stories and reviews over there. And it's a great way to keep in touch. Search for at SifterHQ on Instagram, Blue Sky, and YouTube to find us. Or head to sifter.com.au for handy links on the homepage.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode and also joined me on the episode this week. And Kat Jian is senior and social producer. And Gianni Di Giovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Kyle Paletto here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Tomodachi Life returns with Living the Dream, a life sim with endless possibilities, like making Chapel Roan date the Loch Ness Monster.
So the concept of the game is that you've got an island of Miis, like the little Nintendo avatars. You're supposed to teach them about the people that you've based them off of. So then you get all of these really fun moments when they actually do the things that these people would or wouldn't do. Sabrina Carpenter fell in love with Mothman. Chapel Rowan is in love with the Loch Ness Monster.
Checks out.
Gianni's in love with Sailor Moon.
That really checks out, actually. Find out more on Drop Rate. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.